Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
The Inquisitor audio game adventure submitted by David Woodbridge on the 27th of February 2013. Description of Up. The Inquisitor audio game adventure. Will of steel, heart of stone, intelligence as sharp as a knife and wisdom deep as oblivion. The Inquisitor is called to investigate an obscure case, beyond heresy, that reveals a new face of evil. He must tackle many arduous tasks. He must make many painful choices. He must take on terrible creatures. But his burning determination will overcome the plague and his worst nightmares. Small Bullet dubbing in English, Latin and Italian. Small Bullet original character and story, really a bad guy. Small Bullet rich 3D audio environments, best in home theater 5.1. Small Bullet from 6 to 8 hours of gameplay. Small Bullet beautiful and well-acted dialogues. Small Bullet more than 21,000 words dubbed for every language. We apologize in advance for having to keep the price so high, but unfortunately we had to dub loads more text, including that where the lead character describes the locations he's in, and having worked really hard to ensure pliability for all, with long, complex testing phases and loads of effort and all, the production phase was much costlier than expected. But we strongly believe that many video games can and must be made accessible to the blind and the sight impaired, and so we decided to take this risk. This is our passion and our mission, and we feel that this kind of game, that is adventure games, is perfect for playing in audio game mode. So please understand the reason why we had to set this price, and help us when you can to spread the word about this adventure, in all senses, that we have embarked on together. Thanks for your understanding, and thanks again to all those who decide to purchase the game. We fully intend to continue along this road and produce other games. If we succeed in selling enough copies to break even, we will have the economic sustainability to continue to produce videograms that are truly accessible to all. And not only medieval or adventure games. Yours for eternity, Ivan Venturi, creator, scriptwriter, designer and producer of the Amerik Project.
Hello everybody, this is Blind Educator again, bringing you another demo. This time it is an adventure audio game, as you heard in the intro. It is the Inquisitor audio game, and it is in the App Store for $13.99 US. And you've heard the explanation on why it's a bit high on the price. Hopefully though, after you heard this demo, you would be giving this game a chance. Let's get to it.
10:56. Slide to unlock. The Inquisitor. New. Double tap to open.
So let's double tap.
Landscape. Home button to the right.
Remember to disable the voiceover. Welcome to the audio game mode.
Okay, then.
Press with one finger to scroll through the options. Press with two fingers to select one.
Let's disable voiceover first.
Voiceover off.
It's off now. Now, I'm just going to tap once with
press
one finger.
Press with one finger to scroll through the options. Press with two fingers to select one.
Okay, so let's scroll through the options.
Start a new game. Select language. Start a new game.
So those are the only two options. Just try language and see what languages there are for us to choose from.
Select language. Select language. Press with one finger to scroll through the available languages. Press with two fingers to select one. Latin. English. Italian. Latin. English.
Let's stay with English.
You have selected English. Press with two fingers to confirm. Press with three fingers to cancel.
Let's confirm it with two fingers.
Welcome to the audio game mode. Press with one finger to scroll through the options. Press with two fingers to select one. Start a new game.
Let's start.
You are about to start a new game. Press with two fingers to confirm. Press with three fingers to cancel. Loading. The year of our Lord 1364. I have been called to Carcassonne by the head of the Holy Inquisition, Father Vinet. I received his letter in Avignon. He asked me to come urgently, but did not explain why. I left my few belongings in one of the cells reserved for the brothers. I am in the main corridor. Press with one finger to select the scene elements. Having selected an object, press with two fingers to access the available actions. Press with one finger to scroll through the actions available for the selected element. Press with two fingers to select one. With three fingers to cancel. Hold down with one finger to listen to the description of the setting.
Drag your finger from the top edge downwards.
To open the inventory.
Drag your finger from the bottom edge upwards.
To open the map.
Drag your finger from the right edge towards the left.
To open my notes.
Drag your finger from the left edge towards the right.
To listen to the objectives. Make the sign of the cross to call for divine help. Press with three fingers to exit the game. Press with four fingers to listen to the guide.
Okay, let's listen to the guide by pressing four fingers on the screen.
Press with one finger to select the scene elements.
So it's
having selected an object, press with two fingers to access the available actions.
Guide.
Press guard. Balcony. East wing corridor.
And all I'm doing is tapping with one finger.
Lion's head statue. Abbot Vinay's study. Guard.
So we're back in a circle, so let's go to the lion's head.
Balcony. East wing corridor. Lion's head statue.
Let's select it.
I go towards lion's head statue.
Let's single tap.
I go towards lion's head statue.
Oh, now you're waiting for us to confirm, so let's confirm with two fingers.
It seems that something is missing. The statue has a number of slots as big as a stone. I am in the main corridor. East wing corridor.
Let's go there.
I go towards East Wing Corridor. It's not time to leave yet.
Okay, I guess we're not supposed to go there.
East Wing Corridor. Lion's Head Statue. Abbot Vinay's Study.
Let's go there.
Examine. Abbot Vinay's Study. Examine. Abbot Vinay. Large corridor with windows. Examine. Abbot Vinay's study. Father Vinay's study. Abbot Vinay's study. Guard. Balcony. East Wing Corridor. Lion's Head Statue. Abbot Vinay's Study. Guard.
It's just guard.
I talk to guard. My name is Nicholas Emmerich. Abbot Vinay is expecting me.
Father Vinay, Father Nicholas Emmerich is here. You may enter, Father Emmerich.
Guard. Balcony. East Wing Corridor. Lion's Head Statue. Abbot Vinay's Study. I go towards Abbot Vinay's Study. Abbot Vinay's Study.
Large oval room with windows on the right, bookcase full of ancient books on the left, and in the center, the abbot's desk with an hourglass on it. Behind the desk, against the wall, a preciously crafted crucifix. To the right of the window and against the wall, a statue of the Virgin Mary. On the other side of the window, a solid wooden table with a candlestick, silver plate, and closed casket on the top. Opposite the desk, the door exits onto the corridor.
Father Vinay. Main corridor. Hourglass. Casket. Desk. Crucifix. Statue of Mary. Father Vinay.
Let's go towards Father Vinay.
I talk to Father Vinay. Father Vinay.
So you are Nicholas Emmerich. It is a pleasure to meet you in person, even if your fame as an inquisitor precedes you.
You are surely aware that I have not been Inquisitor General of Aragon for some years.
Of course. I well know that you have resided in Avignon for some time. Indeed, it was Pope Urban who holds you in the highest esteem, who sent me the first chapters of your Directorium Inquisitorum. A truly comprehensive and learned work.
Forgive me, Father Abbot, but I know well the contents of my work. I would rather know the reason for my being summoned here.
You are no doubt a worthy inquisitor, but you are also very impatient. However, you are right. Let us move on to more serious matters. Have you heard of Calcares?
Yes. I believe it is an abbey a few days' journey from here. But I have never been there.
Well, that is where you must go. The abbey belongs to the Cistercians, but they have not been able to spread the faith among the people. Indeed, as far as I know, the wretched village of Calcares is lacking a spiritual guide. And it would appear that even its priest has abandoned the church. As the area was not immune to Catharian heresy, I sent a brother of some experience there. His task was to investigate and to bring true faith among the local people.
Then what? I don't think he should have much difficulty. Such heresy died with the crusade of Innocent III. And I personally took care to crush any final outbursts of that scourge.
And yet we have heard nothing from this brother. Your task is to trace him. And...
I beg your pardon, Father Vinay, but is it possible that here in Carcassonne you do not have an inquisitor able to investigate a case like this? Was it really necessary to have me come from Avignon?
Your perplexity is justifiable, but I asked specifically for you to come, as you know the inquisitor I sent to Calcares. It is Father Giacinto Corona from Valladolid.
Father Corona is certainly the most suitable person to entrust with the task, and I'm sure that you will soon have his news.
Really, Father Emmerich, the matter of this village must be resolved as soon as possible. I hope that I can count on you leaving immediately.
If you are so convinced that there are Cathari hiding in Calcares, then I believe you should provide me with all the tools I require to fight the heresy. You must appoint me Inquisitor General, and invest me with full and unlimited powers of Inquisition throughout the region.
Your insolence surprises me. You know very well that such powers are a prerogative attributed directly to me by the Holy Father. You shall go as my emissary, investigate, and if, as I believe it is necessary, we shall establish a tribunal in Calcares.
So, if I understand correctly, you fear that Father Corona is in danger, in the hands of menacing heretics, and that the village is revolting against the supreme power of the Church, scornful of the Holy Inquisition. So tell me, how long has Father Giacinto been in Calcares?
Since early September.
No more than a month. And since then you have heard nothing from the village. Do you not think that strange? These heretics will do anything to draw our attention. The guard I saw outside appears to be a vulgar mercenary. Is that how the Inquisition protects itself?
Father Emmerich, I appreciate your concern. However, you have nothing to fear. He is the bastard son of the impoverished Counts of Toulouse. His presence guarantees the loyalty of that which less than a century ago was a powerful dynasty. I am tired of arguing with you, Father Emmerich. I have already asked you to leave. Now is the time.
Quite a lengthy dialogue between them two, don't you think? Let's go and get the or look at the artifacts in the room, if they give us a chance. We need to wait until the music stops.
Statue of Mary.
Oh, guess not.
Father Vinay.
We already talked to him, so why talk to him again?
Main corridor. Hourglass.
Let's look at the hourglass.
Examine hourglass.
An hourglass.
Hourglass. Casket. Examine casket.
A closed casket.
Casket.
That really helped.
Desk.
Look at the desk.
Examine desk.
A well-polished desk. Father Vinay takes appearances very seriously.
Desk. Crucifix. Examine crucifix.
A preciously crafted crucifix.
Crucifix. Statue of Mary. Examine statue of Mary.
A statue of Mary. May the Virgin assist me in my work.
Crucifix. Statue of Mary. Father Vinay. Main corridor. I go towards main corridor. I am in the main corridor. Guard. Balcony. East wing corridor. Lion's head statue. Bald monk. Abbot Vinay's study. Guard.
Let's talk to a guard again.
Examine guard.
A thick-set guard with many scars. He looks very much like a vulgar mercenary. On his arm, he wears a pendant with a strange symbol.
Guard. Balcony. East wing corridor.
Large corridor with windows. Large corridor with windows.
Lion's head statue. Abbot Vinay's study. Guard. Balcony. I go towards balcony.
Wide corridor with portico. On the left, balustrade, with view over the town of Carcassonne. To the right, a narrow staircase leads down to the stables. Next to it, against the wall, a tapestry. At the back, access to another corridor.
Corridor. Courtyard. Main corridor. Bald monk.
Let's go to that bald monk.
I talk to bald monk.
Bernardo Gui is far more competent than you.
That was kind of rude.
I must find a stable and get myself a horse to ride to Calcaris.
Okay, he just said, let's go find a horse.
Bald monk. Passing monk.
Let's talk to him as well.
Examine passing monk.
We will talk after Compline, brother.
This was pleasant.
passing monk. Tapestry.
Let's look at it.
Examine. Tapestry. Tapestry.
A tapestry woven with strong thread.
Stable. Corridor.
Nope, let's go back to the stables.
Courtyard. Main corridor. Passing monk. Tapestry. Stable. I go towards stable.
Inside a stable. On the right, a narrow stairway leads up to the corridor and balcony. On the left, the exit into the courtyard. Nearby, resting on a beam, a saddle. In the center, a horse. Against the wall, piles of hay. Near the stairs, a rope and a pitchfork.
Balcony. Courtyard. Saddle. I take saddle.
This damn saddle has a broken strap.
Darn our luck.
Rope. Horse. Examine. Horse.
This horse will do me. I will take it to Carcaris. I need a saddle.
Horse. Stable hand. Examine. Stable hand. Stable hand.
A man with a humble appearance and a rather dirty robe. It must be the stable man.
Horse. Stable hand. Balcony. Courtyard. Rope. I take rope.
It may come in useful.
Horse. Stable hand. Balcony. Courtyard. Horse. Stable hand. Examine. Stable hand.
A man with a humble appearance and a rather dirty robe. It must be the stable man.
Nothing new.
Balcony. Courtyard. Horse. Examine. Horse.
This horse will do me. I will take it to Carcaris. I need a saddle.
Well, the stableman couldn't help. And after grabbing the rope, we still can mount the horse, apparently. So let's see what's up. Let's go.
Horse. Stable hand. Balcony. Courtyard.
Let's go to the courtyard.
I go towards courtyard.
The service courtyard of this wing of the abbey. Very poorly tended. A monumental staircase leads to the upper balcony. In the middle of the courtyard, a headless statue. At the back, two storage huts. Between them, a passage leads to the kitchen and storerooms. Between the huts and the wall, an alleyway filled with weeds and more besides. Beyond, the outer wall. The wall has collapsed in one point. An archway leads out of the courtyard to the outside of the abbey. The sky is covered with thick clouds.
behind the staircase. A patch of earth, the entrance to the stable, and the head of the Inquisition Tower. Beam. Squirrel. Balcony. East wing corridor. Stable. Towards Calcaris. Strange leaves. Strange mushroom. Heavy stone. Long stick. Short stick. Twig. Stick. Monk. Examine. Monk.
Yes.
Not too helpful.
Monk. Head of the statue. Passing monk. Examine. Passing monk.
I know nothing that could be of use to you, Father.
Passing monk. Wooden gate. Beam. Examine. Beam. A protruding wooden beam slid under the roof of the hut. Beam. Squirrel. Balcony. East wing corridor. Stable. I go towards stable. I am in the stable. Stable hand. Balcony. Courtyard. Horse. Examine. Horse. This horse will do me. I will take it to Calcaris. I need a saddle.
Still no saddle. Okay. Let's go out again to the main, to the courtyard.
Balcony. Courtyard. I go towards courtyard. I go towards courtyard. I am in the courtyard. Squirrel. Balcony. East wing corridor. Stable. Towards Calcaris. I go towards... towards Calcaris.
It's not time to leave yet.
It's not time to leave yet. So, with this... hopefully this has given you a pretty decent intro of this game. And hopefully you... they got to enjoy it. And thank you, David Woodbridge, part of the AppleVS editorial team, for providing a written description of this iOS audio game.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleVS. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleVS website at www.applevs.com, where you can also contact the AppleVS team.